I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last weekend, United States forces led their first ground raid against Al-Qaeda in Yemen since 2014. This nation at the tip of the Arabian Peninsula is no stranger to Islamic terrorism. Open Doors World Watch List ranks the top 50 countries with the harshest persecution of Christians, and Yemen stands in ninth place. Kristen Wright with Open Doors explains.
The Christians who are left there are primarily believers who have converted from Islam to Christianity, so they're even more harshly targeted as a result of their conversion. Open Doors estimates that there may only be a few thousand Christians left in Yemen today. And around 2.5 million people are displaced within Yemen as well.
Please pray for safety for believers and civilians caught in conflict in Yemen. Now we turn to Uganda and a young man named Malunya. He could never hear the people making fun of him, but he didn't have to. Their faces said it all. They mocked him for being deaf. They flapped their hands when he tried to use sign language. Eventually, Malunya gave up, feeling worthless and useless.
It was only really when he encountered other people who work through Doors Church Planting Program, who themselves know God's Word through sign language Bible translation and were able to teach him, his life began to be changed.
Rob Myers is the spokesman and president of Door International, a deaf-to-deaf ministry. He says Malunya gave his life to Christ and found new purpose as a deaf church leader. You can help Door reach more people like Malunya at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, listener-supported thanks to you. Join our social media network and we'll get to the work of the Great Commission together. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.